I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Both Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick want to use the state's massive budget surplus to deliver property tax relief, but they appear split on how far to go and how to pay for it. And in a starker contrast, Patrick has deemed it a top priority to continue fixing the state's power grid, while Abbott has declared the issue resolved. The dueling approaches are coming into focus as lawmakers prepare to return to Austin for the legislative session, which begins January 10th and runs through the end of May. Patrick, who presides over the Senate with enormous influence, is coming back after a decisive re-election win. So will the governor, who will lay out his agenda in his State of the State speech during the opening weeks of the session. The tension is an extension of the general election, in which Abbott and Patrick ran different campaigns when it came to property taxes and the grid. Abbott vowed to deliver the biggest property tax cut in Texas history and avoided talking about the power grid as much as possible. Meanwhile, Patrick said last week he was concerned about using the budget surplus for property tax relief in a way that was not sustainable. He also said he would fight hard during this session to ensure Texas builds more natural gas plants. Abbott and Patrick make up two-thirds of what's known as the Big Three, the other member being the State House Speaker Dade Phelan. The Republican Speaker has not been as aggressive in shaping pre-session expectations, but he has expressed caution about deploying the surplus for property tax relief in a way that can't be sustained beyond this session. Phelan has generally been seen as more aligned with Abbott on the grid issues, perhaps only because he hasn't been outspoken on the topic since the last time the legislature met. Texas Secretary of State John Scott will step down from his role as the state's top election official at the end of the year. Scott, who was an attorney, said he would be returning to private practice. Scott has served as interim Secretary of State since Abbott appointed him last fall. He has struggled to walk the line between reassuring the public that the state's elections are safe and secure and entertaining questions from vocal critics, largely supporters of former President Donald Trump, who cast doubt without any proof on the integrity of elections. His announcement comes a month before the start of the legislative session, when the Texas Senate would have considered his permanent appointment to the post. Scott becomes the third consecutive Secretary of State appointed by Abbott not to be confirmed by the Senate, stretching back to 2018. Scott oversaw four statewide elections during his time in the position. He also supervised an audit of the 2020 elections in four of the state's largest counties. Critics have falsely said those elections included outsized voter fraud and irregularities. The first phase of the audit was released on New Year's Eve 2021 and found no significant evidence of widespread fraud. It's unclear when Abbott will announce Scott's replacement. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Greenberg Traurig. Greenberg Traurig's Texas government law and policy team takes clients' multifaceted legal and policy concerns and turns them into action. Find out more at gtlaw.com. 2023 is approaching fast, and before we know it, a new legislative session will gavel in. Get an inside look at what's ahead for Texas when you join us December 8th in Austin or online for the Texas Tribune's preview of the 2023 legislative session. Hear from newly elected officials, incumbent lawmakers, and more on what to expect next year. Learn more and RSVP at texastribune.org/events.